Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. Each new year, I go into with renewed determination to accomplish whatever goals I may have prescribed for myself. I guess that's why I equate January with fresh starts, career pursuits, and lofty aspirations. It was 30 years ago about this time that I drove to California with dreams of becoming a successful songwriter. I made the trek despite having little money, being newly married, and wielding very little knowledge of the music industry. Obviously, it didn't work out. I stuck with it for a couple of years in and out of Los Angeles and still harbored hopes of giving it a go again, at least part-time, and that never really materialized. Today, I rarely have time to construct entire compositions, but I do still play the old ones fairly often. It is purely a hobby, though. You bet, it was disappointing, crushing even. But I live without regret as far as my songwriting career goes. I chased my dreams, I fell short. I figure that puts me in line with roughly 99% of the population that actually shot for the stars. Most people don't. I want to convey two things to you as we embark on the journey that is 2018. You may think my message is to reach for the brass ring so that you can live without remorse. And yes, that's part of it. Because, as the saying goes, one does not discover new lands without consenting to lose sight of the shore. But the second half of my message is, have a plan B. Certainly, there are those that would berate that advice as lukewarm. How can a person commit to a goal if they leave themselves a safety net? Jump and the net will appear and all that. Sorry, having lived in California, I met quite a few people who jumped and all they encountered was pavement, figuratively. You can fail without being a failure, you know. There are myriad reasons for not attaining the Holy Grail. I hate to give American Idol judge Simon Cowell any credit, but he is right that some people just aren't cut out to be singers. Sometimes your best isn't good enough. Sometimes you decide you want different things. Because we aren't guaranteed success, even with Herculean efforts, a plan B is not unwarranted. Plan B is not stipulating futility. To me, it is simply relying on other talents we also possess. My second point is this. When a life choice is made, don't torture yourself with second guessing. Maybe a path was taken that has led to dissatisfaction with one's career or in another area of one's life. I'm not saying don't try to better your situation, but I am saying don't sit ruefully in the quagmire of regret. One of my favorite theologians, the Irish minister, Dr. Morris Boyd, used to talk about the road not taken. So did Robert Frost, of course, but Dr. Boyd's assertion was that a person should never look back longingly at the road not taken, because it is a perfect road. It was not chosen, therefore it is a primrose path with no potholes or cracks. The act of pitting our current predicament against a path uncharted is wholly unfair to ourselves. We have no idea what pitfalls or disappointments may have set upon us on that particular route. I chose the road I chose. We all did. That doesn't mean we can't change our mind or cleave a new trail, but we also shouldn't pummel ourselves mercilessly if things don't go the way we expected. Sorry for the sermon. I promise not to commandeer the pulpit too much in 2018. Here's to a new year with new goals and a positive outlook. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.